an example of the type of thing that we do as MRI scientists is the neonatal work. We determined that there is a pattern of damage there that is interesting, that the babies that suffer birth asphyxia appear to be quite normal after 10 hours, and then over the next couple of days, their brain actually deteriorates. And so that gives you a window of opportunity for a therapy. And the therapy that was chosen was hypothermia, to cool down their brains for that two-day period to stop that damage occurring. As an MRI scientist, we had the had to answer several questions. What was the correct temperature? For how long do you cool the brain? And how do you measure the temperature inside the brain? So we've actually, in the Bloomsbury group here with Ern Cady, developed a temperature mapping technique, which enables us to actually know what the deep temperature of the brain is. And it was determined from piglet studies, actually, using MR, that the optimum temperature for cooling the centre of the brain is 35 degrees centigrade, but the cortex survived better at 33 degrees centigrade. So it was necessary to create a temperature gradient for optimum cooling of the head. However, we were fortunate in that we found a cooling cap that did just that, generated a temperature gradient in the baby's brain which approximately matched that profile, and that is now being applied in babies. I think they've already done a couple of hundred in UCL, and hopefully it's helped all those children be a bit better. The 3.0 Tesla machine will be shared, if you like, between the Wellcome Trust Centre for Neuroimaging. They are going to be doing functional MRI for half the week. We then have one physics day where we continue to develop the methodology both for functional MRI and for spectroscopy and imaging elsewhere in the square. And then the remaining 2 days of the week will be used by other neuroscientists around the square. Particularly a big project we're just starting is a multi-center trial on Huntington's disease. And we are also starting spectroscopy studies on multiple sclerosis. So these are just the forerunners of how I think the machine will be used over the coming years.